Welcome to the newest episode of Short is the New Long. Your co-hosts are authors Adam Stump and Greg Krojak.
Welcome to the latest edition of Short is the New Long podcast, and this is a special New Year's Day edition. First of all, Happy New Year to all of our listeners and to all of the members of Short Read Central. I am back from furlough, and I am Adam Stump, and I am with my friend, fellow author Greg Krojak, and we are here today to share with you some really exciting news about what we've got coming in the new year for the podcast, Short is the New Long. I hope that you have been enjoying all of the episodes thus far. I know we've had some really fun content, really good interviews with some fellow authors, and I've greatly enjoyed participating in this podcast. But part of our special news, and I want you to stay tuned to listen in for it, is we are actually going to be starting the first contest that we are running here at Short Read Central and Short is the New Long podcast. And it is going to be a short story contest. So please continue listening for that information at the end of the podcast. But for right now, we wanted to give you an update on what 2021 has in store for not just the podcast, but also Greg and myself as authors. So, Greg, could you tell us what we've got coming up in the new year for Short is the New Long podcast?
Okay, well, hello, everybody. We didn't just make it as far as the end of the year. We've even got stuff to go into the new year with. So we've got various subjects. I'll just reel off a short list for you. The merits of writing short reads. Oh, by the way, this is not in any particular order, okay? So the merits of writing short reads. I've done my interview and my reading, but Adam hasn't. So he will actually do his reading, and then I will put him under the spotlight in his interview. Tips for writing a short story. That could well be an Adam heavy episode. I don't know, because he's written a lot more short stories than I have. I think I'm up to a whole number five at the moment. Then we have a reading by Karina Katus. I hope I've got your name pronounced correctly. And then, of course, we'll be doing an interview with her. Another subject, why write a novella? Why not just write a full book? If you're going to write a story, why not just make it a full book? Well, there are reasons, so we'll go into that. The next one could be quite interesting for a lot of people, I think, especially the authors. Giving it away. We've titled it Giving It Away. It's basically the free book debate, because is it a good idea to give away your books? Well, you're never going to earn money directly from doing that, although you can use them as loss leaders. So we'll be talking about that. Also, the importance of a newsletter or mailing list. Now, Adam and I have both not been very good on that front.
Not very good at all. No.
I've just started a newsletter, and I don't think Adam has one at the moment, but it's something that he intends to do and that I intend to.
But before I die, I will have one newsletter.
Yeah. Maybe even send it out to some people. And then another subject that I thought of today is the importance of an author platform, you know, like a Facebook page, an author website, which I personally think is very important, a blog. A lot of people like to blog. I'm a terrible blogger, I'm afraid. I've started a couple and they've kind of fallen by the wayside.
I think that's why we get along so well, Greg. I'm a terrible blogger as well. So I write a blog post about every 6 months.
I mean, when I had a blog, I there were spaces, and then I found the next blog was me apologizing for being a bad blogger. So some people can do it. I don't think I can. Although I am going to look into vlogs, video log. Maybe I can do something like that. I don't know. So that's just an idea of what we have coming up in the new year. We will think of some other subjects as well. We intend to complete the year as well.
Yeah, I don't think people realize, but we do actually plan these episodes out. Even if they're not scripted, we do plan topics and research and things like that. So I'm excited for these topics and upcoming episodes as well. Greg, what do you have going personally on your own author page?
Well, at the moment, I am revamping my website. I had this plan of revamping the website every year, and the 2020 website, forgetting how terrible 2020 has been for almost everybody, I quite like the website. And then 3 days ago, I couldn't stop myself. I started creating the new version for 2021. So that's the first thing I'm doing.
I've seen it and it looks awesome. It's a very good website. I like it.
I think I'm gradually getting more professional with each time I do one. On the writing front, some of you may have read Judd's Errand. If not, I would like you to, obviously. But it seems quite popular. It's like a Mad Max style story. Well, Judd's Errand, I've taken the Star Wars approach. And Judd's Errand is kind of like in the middle. So I've got two prequels planned, one of which I've actually started writing already, Judd's Sacrifice. And then that will be followed by Judd's Quest. And then we have Judd's Errand, which is already out there. That will be followed by Judd's Dilemma and Judd's Escape. Now, these are all novellas. They're not short novels. Well, they're not planned to be anyway. And they're not full-length novels. So hopefully I should have them out have all four of these out within 6 months. I don't know. Maybe even quicker. Depends what happens in life. How about you, Adam?
Well, first of all, I'm excited for all that writing about Judd, because that's probably my favorite story that you've written, is Judd's Errand. And they are novellas. They are quick reads. And for me, being as slow of a reader I am, it only took me a couple hours, I think, a few hours to read Judd's Errand. Whereas a full-length novel takes me days and days to read. So I'm looking forward to those, and I hope that everyone else is as well. Me personally, a couple things that I've got going on is just my own writing. I have a few short stories that are in the works right now, and they will actually be featured in a new short story anthology or collection that I'm releasing in March. I was actually going to release the short story collection, The Falling Woman. I was going to release that in December, but because of one of the stories that's in there being published somewhere else, in order for me not to overlap publication rights and things like that, I need to release it in March. So actually, that gives me a little bit of time to write a few more stories for that collection. And I think it's going to be good. I think there's going to be a lot of good stories in there. Currently in the works, I have a couple novellas planned, but I do have two that are partially completed. One is Grains, A Zombie Apocalypse of the New Millennium, which I've been working on for a while now, but I'm getting back into that. The second one is actually called The Pod, and it is sci-fi. And so I'm really, really excited about it. It takes place in Antarctica. So if aliens and the Antarctic entice you, I think you'll like The Pod. So those are a couple things that I've got going on in 2021. But then another thing that I'm really excited about is I'm going to be doing, I like family, and I like family centered, fiction, but I also like sci-fi. And so I decided to merge those, and I made an announcement, a couple months ago, that in the new year, I'm going to be releasing details on a youth or young adult short science fiction collection. And so that's going to be the details for that will be in our group, Short Read Central, but also in other groups like the Sci-Fi Roundtable and places like that that cater more to the sci-fi crowd. But I've really been wanting to do a young adult or children's sci-fi collection of short stories. I think that there's some market for that. So that's what I've got going on. 2021, I think, is going to be a busy year for me as a writer. and I'm looking forward to it. And I think it'll be good. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
As I said to you privately, you're welcome to use Oppie in that anthology if you like. That's one of mine. definitely family friendly.
It is. It is family
you
friendly.
You can read that to your kids Mars. Without blushing. Yeah.
You can read
that to your kids without blushing at all. So
that's right.
And as worrying that you'll give them nightmares.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, I will say this. For those of you who don't know, Oppie was the very first piece that I read by Greg. And after reading it, I was like, wow, I really enjoyed that. And I think I messaged you and said how much I enjoyed reading it. And that began our friendship. So
exactly,
Oppie begins many more friendships.
Yes, that would be good.
Yes, indeed. So thanks for that, Greg. Now, we have some exciting news for members of Short Read Central and listeners to Short is the New Long podcast. And that is this, in the month of January, we are in the month of January. Once again, Happy New Year. It's January 1st right now. We are actually running a contest, a short story contest. It's going to be our very first contest that we have. And depending on how it goes, it might be our last, but I hope not. I think it'll be the first of many. But what we want to do is we want to invite our listeners. If you are a writer, then you can submit a story to us and...
Or a reader who wants to write.
Or if you're a reader and you say, hey, you know, I've wanted to try my hand at this, we can read your first story and maybe it'll actually be good enough that we will choose it as one of our winners. The contest rules are this. Submissions must be submitted by January 19th and the winners will be announced on February 2nd. The short stories are to be 3,000 words, give or take about 10%. We won't be tyrants about it, but about 3,000 words, shoot for that. And we're going to leave this really open-ended. Since this is a New Year's contest, since it is January in 2021, and we're hoping that 2021 is better than 2020, the scope, the subject, the theme is going to be out with the old, in with the new. You can take that and run with that however you want to, whatever your brain produces that says out with the old, in with the new. You write up a 3,000-word story in that theme. We are going to give you a couple weeks to do that, almost 3 weeks to do that. And you submit it to us, and then we will select out of the entries a grand prize winner and two runners-up. And Greg, why don't you tell them what the winners will receive?
Okay, I'll just add something. It could be any genre. I mean, I like sci-fi, but it can be any genre. We have one first prize and two runner-up prizes. The first prize, these are all ebooks, by the way, because, let's face it, I live in Brazil. It's difficult for me to get things posted anywhere. So
you're not gonna spend $35 to mail a hard copy to someone.
No, I'm not, surprisingly enough. Anyway, so they're all ebooks. So first of all, first prize, the Sophont Trilogy Omnibus. That's The Girl with Acrylic Eyes, Metalheads and Meatheads, and Rulo's Portal. Then The Weatherman and The Janus Project. Both these books were released the same day. I don't quite know how I managed that, but it was a double header. Then there's a copy of The Wall by Adam, which also includes an essay on dystopian fiction. As a bonus, Adam will also read the winning entry in a future episode of the podcast. I've already told him he's the one who's going to be doing that because he's the one with a voice for radio.
I have a face for radio.
Yes, well, we all think that, don't we? Not necessarily about you, but about ourselves. The runners-up, they can choose an ebook of their choice from the list of my books plus Adam's ebook as well. Okay, so that's what you get. I hope it entices you to get writing and send us some entries.
There's a lot of good fiction right there for the winners. It really is. So that's an amazing prize, I think.
I think it's not bad either.
So now, Greg, the writers who want to submit, they can send it to either your email or my email. And my email is a.stump, that's S-T-U-M-P, .fiction@gmail.com. And Greg, what is your email that they can send it to?
My email is greg.krojak@outlook.com. That Krojak is K-R-O-J-A-C. But these details will be in the show notes anyway. So if you didn't catch it, you can just look at the show notes and find out.
Right. And what we will do is whenever we get submissions, we will pass them back and forth with one another and we will discuss them and read them. And then we will notify the winners by February 2nd. So I'm really excited for this contest. And I'm really excited at the opportunity to read some excellent fiction, especially with this theme. I think that we all need some refresher after 2020. So I think that it's going to be a good contest and I hope that we get some good participation with it. So that being said, Greg, I'm all out of material for this episode. So I'm going to leave everyone with wishing them a happy and a healthy new year. And Greg, do you have any parting words for our listeners?
Same as yours, really. I wish you all the best for the new year. I think we've all earned it by getting through last year. And please stay with us for the rest of the episodes of Short Is the New Long.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day and a happy new year.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Short Is the New Long. Be sure to subscribe to get the latest episodes updated every Tuesday.